Welcome to Hope Is Here. My name is Greg Horn. One of the things I love about the Bible is that there's always new things to learn from the Bible. And there's a book in the Bible called Jude. And Jude is a book that it's only got 25 verses in it. And yet, God decided that was important to use. And there's just some really great nuggets in that that I want to share with you today from that, even though there's only 25 verses. And I'm just going to share 8 of those verses actually today. And the title of today's program is called A Call to Persevere. Do you ever feel like giving up? Just like, man, life is so hard. And you know, what the heck? Why should I even try? I mean, who cares and what difference will it make? But I want to be encouraged today by this passage in Jude. It's verses 17 through 25. It's just one chapter in it. It's right before Revelation. So you ought to check out that and read that this week in your quiet time. But it says, "But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold. They said to you, 'In the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires.' These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit, keep yourselves in God's love as you wait for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ to bring you eternal life. Be merciful to those who doubt. Save others by snatching them from the fire. To others, show mercy, mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by the corrupted flesh." Man, we live in a culture today that people live so much by their flesh, don't we? Verse 24 goes on to say, "To him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you before his glorious presence without fault and with great joy, to the only God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, power, and authority through Jesus Christ our Lord, before all ages, now and forever. Amen." Well, I want to share a few things with you from that passage that really spoke to me recently when I read this, and hopefully maybe they'll help you too. But the first thing is we need to be reminded that nothing that is going on today is surprising to God. I mean, whether it's in our culture or in your own life, but remember what it said in verse 17 here in Jude, that, "But dear friends, remember what the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ foretold." They foretold. So over 2,000 years ago, God was already predicting things that are happening now. It goes on to say in verse 18, "In the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit." So nothing that's going on today in our culture is surprising to God. Is it disappointing? Absolutely, but not disappointing. And I want to encourage you to always keep your eyes on Jesus, whether it's things that are going on challenging in your personal life or within the culture, to know that God is still on his throne. He's not standing up in heaven, wringing his hands, going, "Man, I just don't know what I'm going to do about this situation going on in Dave's life," or this I can't sleep at night because I don't know what I'm going to do about this situation going on in Sherry's life. No, God is on his throne, and he is in control. Now, unfortunately, we live in a world where sometimes we make selfish decisions, and I've been guilty of them, and those selfish decisions can affect other people. But I want to remind you that nothing that's going on today is surprising to God. Second thing that spoke to me through this passage in Jude is we can't expect people that don't know Jesus to think or act the way we do as followers of Jesus. It says there that in verse 18 and 19 that in the last times there will be scoffers who will follow their own ungodly desires. These are the people who divide you, who follow mere natural instincts and do not have the Spirit. Well, we see that over and over, don't we, in our culture with just some of the selfish decisions that people make and just giving in to their flesh over and over again. And yet the thing that I want to say to us as followers of Jesus is that we have to have more impact with people in our sphere of influence, people we work with, our neighbors, even our family members that don't know Jesus. And hopefully by prayer, and then most of all by our actions and our words, they'll see that in us. And then the big things are when we get a chance to vote, to make sure that we vote leaders that are going to follow God-honoring principles. And I think the last election just happened in early November here in Kentucky, November 6th, I believe, to be exact, that I think 41% of eligible voters voted. I may be wrong off a little bit, but it was in the 40% range somewhere. And so over half people did not take advantage. And whether you liked both candidates or not, still, man, we should exercise that right, that privilege that we have. And as we get ready to celebrate Thanksgiving, I'm so thankful that we live in a country where we have the opportunity to vote for our leaders. Third thing that spoke to me in this passage of Scripture in Jude is that if you still have breath, God wants to help you grow into His Son, Jesus Christ's image. And I love what it talks about in this passage where it says that in verses 20 and 21, "But you, dear friends, by building yourselves up in the most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit," when he talks about by building yourselves up, he's talking about growing, okay? About growing as a follower of Jesus in your most holy faith and praying in the Holy Spirit. And remember that when Jesus left, he told us that, told the disciples, which we're going to tell us in the Bible, that he was going to leave a comforter, a counselor, the Holy Spirit. And I think, you know, we don't talk enough about that in our churches, and I've been guilty of that at times as a pastor, that, you know, the Holy Spirit is there to help us and guide us and direct us. And so I don't care whether you're 17 or whether you're 77 listening to this program, that God still wants to help you grow in his your relationship and mold you more into the image of Jesus until you take your last breath. Another takeaway from this passage in Jude, who do you need to extend mercy to today? Who is it in your life that you need to extend mercy to today? Verse 22, it says, "Be merciful to those who doubt." Be merciful. You know, I'm so thankful. My dad, as I've shared numerous times in the almost 2 years that we've been doing Hope Is Here, didn't become a follower of Jesus till he was almost 50. And my middle brother led him to Jesus while he was in the middle of having a heart attack. And yet, I know my dad's mother, dad grew up in Inez, Kentucky, and about as far east as you can go in eastern Kentucky, right on the West Virginia state line there almost. He had a praying mom and a mom that went to church and prayed for Eddie Joe's soul. And then my mom, thank goodness, prayed for my dad's to make a decision to follow Jesus and took four kids to church on her own. And my dad was a good moral man, and he went at Christmas and Easter. You know, he was a creaster, okay? But, you know, we got to keep praying for those that don't know Jesus yet. And then the other thing with mercy is that, you know, when we extend mercy to people, and give them grace, forgiveness, a lot of times it's as much for you as it is them, because the enemy loves to have us get bitterness in our hearts. And the fact of the matter is that, you know, we're all going to need some mercy extended to us at some time in our life, aren't we? We really are. And so I want to encourage you today to be cognizant of maybe extending the mercy to somebody because of the mercy and grace that Jesus Christ has extended to you. I also like here in verse 23 that it talks about, it says, to save others by snatching them from the fire, to show others mercy mixed with fear, hating even the clothing stained by corrupted flesh. And I paraphrase all that to say that in this passage that, you know, who is it that you need to speak the truth to love, truth and love to, because maybe they're headed down a dangerous path in their lives. I mean, man, it's easy to get off track. And I'm thankful that I've got some family members, and even though I'm 54, that they can still speak truth and love to me, and also a couple of guy friends that do that. And, man, we need to do that to protect others. And also want to ask, who is it that, you know, you allowed to do that? And sometimes people may not do it because you're not approachable. And every once in a while, probably about every 6 months or so, I like to kind of ask maybe a couple of those guys closest to me or a family member that's close to me, one of my brothers or sister or my mom, maybe just say, hey, is there anything in my life you see that maybe is something that's kind of keeping me from being all that God wants me to be? And, man, there's a real blessing in that. Another thing of this passage in Jude that, man, this is huge, but Jesus will help you with whatever you're struggling with today. Jesus will help you with whatever you are struggling with today. I had somebody that texted me recently that I went to high school with, and they were just scrolling the radio, and they came up on the station and started listening, and they were like, gosh, that voice sounds familiar. And they just said it really helped encourage them. They listened to Hope Is Here, not intentionally, but the things I talked about, because they had a really challenging day coming up at work, just some tough situations, some tough meetings to go to, and it gave them hope. And in verse 24 here in Jude, it says, to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and present you before God's glorious presence without fault and with great joy. I mean, how awesome is that to know that Jesus wants to present us to God? You know, I'm sure you're like me, in times in your life you've had to have a lawyer, and attorneys are not cheap, are they? And you want to make sure you have a good one if you've got to go to court. And that's when I think about that Jesus is our lawyer when the enemy is telling God and telling us those lies that God could never love you, and you could never overcome this, and you're, man, you are messed up. What a mistake that is. And yet Jesus is our attorney. God, he goes and says, hey, I took on all their mistakes because they surrendered their one and only life to me. They're not guilty anymore. And we're going to offer forgiveness and grace. And I mean, don't mistake me. I mean, there's consequences to sin and selfish decisions. Sometimes we get grace and we aren't punished or disciplined, I guess is the word I like more than punished, disciplined. But the Bible says that God disciplines those he loves. And I'm thankful I had a mom and dad that disciplined me. And for you parents out there, maybe even grandparents, sometimes they're raising kids, that there's nothing wrong with discipline. Make sure you do it in love and all. But, you know, God disciplines those he loves. And yet I love that it says that Jesus presents us before God's glorious presence without fault. And he does it with great joy. I mean, isn't that awesome to know today? And so I want to encourage you maybe to check out this chapter in Jude. It's just one book. I mean, there's one chapter and only 25 verses long. And I think that you'll be really blessed. And maybe these 6 takeaways I have share with you today, they'll encourage you to know that God's with you and that he wants to help you with whatever you're struggling with today, and that he is always with you every breath of every minute of every hour of every day. And I want to encourage you, if you like Hope Is Here, to subscribe to our podcast. You can get those at iTunes or Podbean. You'll automatically get a podcast copy, or maybe you'd like to make a donation to help support this ministry. You can do that at our website, hopeishere.today. That's hopeishere.today.
CMI is your full-service human resources provider in Central Kentucky. For 15 years, CMI Human Resources has taken great pride in helping organizations and people work. Whether it's employee handbooks or help in filling a position, no job is too large or too small for CMI. Contact the professionals today at CMI Human Resources, 859-296-2800, or online at cmiconsulting.com.